All right. The next case is, this is actually one from the 18-19 school year, but it raises a commonly recurring question in non-renewal hearings. Can two lawyers from the same law firm represent the board in conducting the hearing and then sit with the administration who is a party to the hearing? In this case, one attorney assisted the administration in grievance hearings related to this employee and then negotiated or attempted to negotiate a voluntary resignation from that teacher. When those efforts were unsuccessful, the attorney went on to assist the board in conducting the non-renewal hearing, acting as a hearing officer. He made rulings on evidence and on objections that could be overruled by the board, and that's important. As the one attorney acted as a hearing officer, another attorney from the same firm presented the administration's case. So is that a problem? We've seen this a lot over the years. The commissioner distinguished between hearing officers and hearing examiners. A hearing examiner, as we saw in the previous case, conducts the hearing, makes a recommendation to the board. A hearing officer, on the other hand, is just there to assist the board in conducting a fair, efficient, and expeditious hearing. Our volunteer board members are not necessarily well-versed in conducting hearings, and so it's not uncommon to have an attorney help you. In this particular case, all exhibits, including those that were objected to, were admitted by the board. So there weren't any, wasn't any evidence that was left out. And so what the commissioner determined here was with no showing that this arrangement was likely to have led to an erroneous decision by the board, the commissioner evaluated the record and determined that substantial evidence supported at least one of the 15 reasons for non-renewal given in the proposal. So in this case, there was no issue with two lawyers from the same firm acting in those capacities, and the appeal was denied. All right. Our next non-renewal case is kind of a classic non-renewal decision, and it illustrates the importance of documentation. Carter was proposed for non-renewal for a variety of reasons, including violations of FERPA, insubordination, unprofessional conduct, misrepresenting facts to her supervisor, the list goes on. The commissioner identified four main issues that were raised by this case: evidence, remediation, substantial evidence, and retaliation. So let's look at those in turn. The evidentiary issue concerned admission into evidence of reprimands from prior school years. The general rule is that you can't non-renew somebody for things they did in a previous school year. But in this case, the reprimands were admitted for the limited purpose of showing that Carter was actually on notice that she was required to bring her complaints through proper channels. So it didn't violate that general rule that a contract can't be non-renewed for events that occurred during an earlier contract. They were introduced for that limited purpose of showing that she was on notice. Remediation. Carter argued that she should be given an opportunity to remediate her conduct. And as the commissioner pointed out, there is no right to remediation. Remediation may be considered when assessing whether an employee's action is sufficient to justify non-renewal of a contract. But in this case, petitioner was given opportunities to remediate, and additional remediation was not required. So good discussion of that there. Substantial evidence. Substantial evidence is more than a mere scintilla. In other words, not much. It takes very little evidence to be substantial evidence. And conflicting evidence, evidence can conflict and still be substantial. So the fact that there was conflicting evidence wasn't a problem. Let's see. Retaliation. Carter claimed that she was being non-renewed because she had made reports to TEA. And the commissioner made very clear that a district cannot base a teacher's non-renewal on the fact that they reported the district to TEA. That would violate the teacher's constitutional rights. But while those reports may have been made in this case, her contract wasn't renewed for that reason. And reviewing the record, the record contained ample evidence to support the reasons for non-renewal. So the commissioner dismissed that issue. And so this non-renewal was denied. And that's all the non-renewal decisions that we had this year. So let's turn to terminations. Here is the trend for terminations over the past 10 years. Not too many this year. And